Can science fiction be a form of social activism? My next two guests say, you bet. And the proof is a project called Octavia's Brood. It's a science fiction anthology, and it's being launched this week in Detroit. Adrienne Marie Brown is here now with us. She's a Kresge Literary Fellow, a sci-fi writer, and co-editor of Octavia's Brood. Welcome.
It's great to be with y'all.
And we have Flint performance artist Tunde Olanirin back with us on Stateside, and he actually has a story in the Octavia's Brood anthology. Good to have you back, Tunde.
So excited to be back.
Adrienne, the anthology's title is a nod to Octavia Butler, who is a sci-fi legend. Can you talk a bit about her legacy and who she is?
I could talk almost endlessly about her. Octavia Butler was a Black science fiction writer, really the first recognized Black female science fiction writer. She won a MacArthur Award. She published 12 novels and a collection of short stories. And her work was really unique in that she focused on young Black female protagonists, for the most part, having first contact with aliens who were surviving apocalypse, who were time traveling, and who were constantly adapting to new conditions. Her protagonists were not only unique in their identity, but unique in the way that they approached changing the world around them.
And Tunde, I know you're kind of just, you light up too when I said her name.
I'm a big film person. I also love Octavia Butler, Ursula K. Le Guin, but women or people of color are not often the protagonist in any story that you see. You know, something as big as The Hunger Games, you're still a peripheral character. Maybe you have a death scene that's very elegant, but you're not, you know, the main character. And so,
and Star Trek, you're Lieutenant Uhura standing on the bridge.
Right. I mean, you get a little bit more love now that you're Zoe Saldana. But
yes.
I still think that, you know, it's really important to vision a future where you exist, you know? So to me, that's why Octavia's legacy is so important.
I'm interested if you could give us a sense, when you talk about mainstream science fiction, and now we're kind of talking about this visionary social activism science fiction, how do they differ?
What I would say is that with Octavia's Brood specifically, we have authors who are not only envisioning, but they're doing the work to build a different future or to build their version of justice, their version of equity, their version of, you know, love in a world that is safe for them. And so you get those elements that are connected.
One of the things we've been calling our work is visionary fiction. And a reason we've made that distinction is because within the science fictional world, you can go off to another planet, you can go off to another place, and still have all of the same power dynamics play out that we experience in the here and now without much experimentation. But because everyone's like a green alien, you know, we can get away with it being a patriarchal, hierarchical society and not be too pressured. And so one of the things we wanted to say was, why don't we explicitly write visionary fiction where we decenter the hero narrative, where one person comes in and saves the day, or we explicitly explore change from the bottom up. What does that actually look like in practice? How do we have to relate to each other and be interdependent with each other in order for that to work? How do we center marginalized people in the stories that we tell? What we see a lot in current films and big sci-fi productions is this whole city got obliterated, right, so that the hero could have their moment, but that city is probably full of workers and people. Yeah. And so in our stories, it's like, well, the action is going to happen with those workers and people. Mm. And if anyone gets obliterated, it's going to be the sort of singular characters who don't have a community around them to care for them, and then we can learn from that.
Yeah, and I think, too, like when you look at even something current like a movement surrounding the phrase Black Lives Matter, right?
Yeah.
And I think what's really special about that is that it is a decentralized movement. And I think you see pressure from people to, like, pick out, well, Al Sharpton is, but even folks who are doing that organizing are like, Al Sharpton is not a representative, you know? And
right,
so
right.
you see...
Nobody can co-opt it.
Exactly. And you see
right.
parallels in terms of how you organize and the kind of work that Adrienne and Walida are doing with this anthology and then some of the workshops that they do is exploring how movement building can be different than one hero coming in and saving the day or one figure coming in and telling everyone, you know, how to live.
So looking at Octavia's Brood, and I know that Adrienne, I know Tunde was saying when you reached out to him, so I know you're a real heartbeat of this project. How many stories and who are some of the writers?
Myself and my co-editor, Walida E. Marisha, we gathered these stories from our favorite people in the world. Basically, we were like, who do we think is doing some of the most incredible work in the world? folks like Tunde who are doing like reproductive justice work, but also artists, but also activists, you know, like who walk this line. We have 22 stories in it. Two of them are essays, one of which is by Mumia Abu-Jamal, who is currently in a fight for his life here in Pennsylvania, where I am. And the other by Tanana Reeve Du, which is about her interaction with Octavia. And the rest of them are incredible stories. So we have some that are by established science fiction writers, LeVar Burton, who many of y'all know as Geordi from Star Trek.
Tunde is just raising the roof for
super, super geeked out about that.
Yeah.
We have Terry Bisson, who wrote Fire on the Mountain. We excerpted that. We have Kalamu Wa-Salam. And then we have a lot of pieces by folks who have never written fiction or science fiction before. That's, to me, the heart of this project. Our premise is that we believe all organizing is science fiction. If you're trying to recreate the new world, that's a science fictional activity. And so we ask the people who we see as being on the front lines of this new world to tell us the horizon that they see. The stories are just incredible.
Tundi, tell us a little about the story that you contributed.
I'm a first-time writer, and I wrote a story called Little Brown Mouse, and it's actually kind of horror science fiction. It's a little scary.
Indeed.
Yeah. I think it's one of the few that really are like that, but it's a main character who is being haunted by something or an apparition, and he's also grappling with some abilities that he doesn't quite understand, and he's had tried to control through medication, institutionalized medicine, you know, but it didn't quite work. And eventually that haunting apparition breaking through and communicating. For me, it was kind of a parallel to not just personal growth, but like if you have certain strengths that you thought were really like weaknesses or things that marginalized you, like mm-hmm. those things can actually be something that can change the world around you. So it's spooky and scary. It was my first time writing. I was really nervous. And I actually got to read a lot of the stories because I'm writing we're doing a live score for the release. So we have a quintet that we've gotten of a harpist, theremin player, viola, singers. It's a really cool collection of people, but I had to read stories to write the score to them. And they're so great. The stories are so interesting. I have my personal favorites. There's one story about what would happen if we passed a law that said because of the level of destruction of our environment, people can no longer travel outside of a certain radius. So you need to pick where you live for the next decade. The story was written so well that it felt like, yeah, this could actually happen. And the voice of it was very contemporary feeling.
And I want to hear more now. And Adrienne, tell us about what's happening this Saturday. It's April 18th. You're kind of launching everything as part of ArtX Detroit. What will be happening at the Garden Theater?
It's going to be the biggest launch event that we're having in the country. We are flying in six of the writers, contributors. Walita will be in as the other co-editor. And we're doing this multidimensional reading. Tunde mentioned it's going to have a musical element to it. Mm-hmm. We also have short films that were created by the James and Grace Lee Boggs School youth about futures that they are projecting for 2026 and 2050 and their ideas. It's going to be amazing, I think, to get to hear these writers sharing these stories and weaving them into each other, because I think the stories are so different. But then together, you start to have this impression that there are so many universes out there amongst those who are thinking about justice. The other element will be that I hosted a series of local sci-fi writing salons in Detroit, and so we've invited a few of the folks who wrote for the first time in those spaces to come out and read some of their work. It's going to be an opportunity to get all of the writers and contributors who are there to sign books. Mm-hmm. So those books will be of utmost value somehow. And then we're going to party.
Yeah, that's the most important part.
Which is like the part to me that has been really important is like the radical space to celebrate each other. And there's so much you can communicate on a dance floor and just in your body. And the joy of this project, the joy of like being in future orientation together is so amazing. Two of my favorite DJs coming through to spin for us. Tunde is going to do a performance for us, which is always my favorite thing.
It's worth telling everyone you can find out more information not only about the anthology Octavia's Brood, but this event at the website, which is octaviasbrood.com. It's all one word with no apostrophe,
yeah.
octaviasbrood.com. What advice would each of you give to activists in Michigan, but also those who have it in their heart to maybe want to write science fiction? Tunde, this was your first piece of written science fiction. What would you tell somebody that's harboring that feeling inside?
I feel like Adrian might say something similar, but I would say start. Just start something. I'm a perfectionist, and so it's really hard for me to dive into something that I'm unfamiliar with. But once I sat down and just spent a day, just write your character, write the setting, think about, you know, what really happens in this story. For me, that was the biggest hurdle, was actually taking the step to, like, put pen to paper or cursor to keyboard or cursor to screen, whatever, to start that.
How about you, Adrienne?
I would say ditto on that. And the only addition I would say is find someone to write with or a group of people to write with. Mm. One of the things we're finding is that people do need that little push of permission to really unleash their imagination. Yeah. And sometimes that comes from just being heard and affirmed in your concepts or your ideas. You know, getting together as a group, spending some time thinking of, like, what are some prompts or what's a world that we'd like to build in and write in, and then write together and share what you come out with and get the feedback. I like to set up scenarios where the feedback all has to be positive. Just tell me how great and brilliant I am, because I'm still learning and I want to really be encouraged. And I like to create that kind of space for people. Take yourself seriously as a writer. Give time to it. Build community around it. It can be a part of your life that then bleeds into everything else in a beautiful way.
Exploring peace, justice, and social activism through the form of science fiction that we're calling visionary fiction, and it's embodied in this project called Octavia's Brood, this anthology. Adrienne Marie Brown is co-editor of Octavia's Brood, also a Kresge Literary Fellow and a science fiction writer, and Flint performance artist Tunde Olanirin, who has his debut science fiction story in Octavia's Brood. You can learn more about the big celebration and unveiling this Saturday at the Garden Theater in Detroit at octaviasbrood.com. Both of you, thank you so much. It was a blast to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.